Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather across Israel is warm and welcoming today. In Tel Aviv, the sun is shining brightly, making it a perfect day to be outdoors. Jerusalem also enjoys clear skies, while Haifa is experiencing a gentle breeze. Meanwhile, Eilut is basking under clear, sunny skies. Here are today's headlines. First, Ben-Gvir stated, "The Peace Council? I voted against. Netanyahu bears responsibility." He made these remarks during an interview on 103 FM earlier this hour, referring to the document aimed at disarming Hamas in Gaza. Also, the Prime Minister's organizing committee announced what Netanyahu gained from the night slot deal. This follows the announcement by Israel Katz, Chaim Katz, and Gideon Sa'ar. Also this hour, after being attacked in the studio, Yosef Haddad has turned to the police. He filed an official complaint following a physical confrontation with American activist Dennis Paidos. Separately, the IAEA is preparing to remove nuclear material from Syria, remnants from the Assad era. Israel reportedly informed the U.S. of its readiness to bomb the site if the material, including yellow cake, was not safely removed. And finally, a podcast clash turned physical as Yosef Haddad faced off against pro-Palestinian activists. The incident involved 10 pro-Palestinian guests and led to a confrontation in a Los Angeles studio. Reaction has been swift on social media. Ynet Global reported just 18 minutes ago about the physical confrontation involving Yosef Haddad during a podcast recording in Los Angeles. The altercation continued outside the studio, highlighting tensions in such discussions. Meanwhile, Al Arabiya English reported a short time ago that a drone strike by Israel in Nabatiya, Lebanon, injured 2 civilians. This incident adds strain to regional tensions. In a post from an hour ago, Honest Reporting criticized media outlets for omitting details about terrorist leaders killed in a Gaza funeral procession. They highlighted the necessity of providing full context, especially concerning the Mujahideen movement's role. Let's go deeper into these stories, starting with Ben-Gvir's remarks. In an interview with 103 FM, the Minister of National Security expressed his dissent regarding the Peace Council's document of 15 points aimed at disarming Hamas. He emphasized that Prime Minister Netanyahu holds responsibility for the initiative. This highlights the ongoing debate over security strategies concerning Gaza. Turning to the Prime Minister's organizing committee, the committee revealed insights into Netanyahu's gains from the recent night slot deal. The move, announced by Israel Katz, Chaim Katz, and Gideon Sa'ar, underscores the strategic maneuvering within the Likud party. This reshuffling could impact the party's future political strategies. Meanwhile, Yosef Haddad's recent experience in the studio turned violent. The Israeli advocacy activist faced a physical altercation with American activist Dennis Paidos. According to Israel Hayom, this incident underscores the intense emotions surrounding advocacy and activism. The police involvement suggests heightened tensions in such engagements. Separately, the Times of Israel reports that the IAEA is set to remove nuclear material from Syria. This development follows Israel's warning to the U.S. about its readiness to take action if the material, including yellow cake, wasn't addressed. This situation reflects ongoing security concerns in the region and international cooperation to mitigate nuclear threats. And finally, the clash on a Los Angeles podcast turned physical as Yosef Haddad confronted pro-Palestinian activists. Ynet details how the discussion escalated, revealing the deep-seated emotions in debates over Middle Eastern issues. Such incidents highlight the challenges of navigating dialogue on contentious subjects. Turning to business and markets. First, the Galilee Conference 2026 has kicked off in Safed, focusing on security, resilience, employment, and growth. The discussions aim to address regional development and boost the local economy. Walla Business. Separately, Katech reports on how AI is transforming Israel's high-tech industry. While software companies are experiencing job cuts, there is a surge in demand for chips and computing infrastructure. This shift indicates a changing landscape in the tech sector. And finally, Bank Hapoalim has announced a distribution of 1.24 billion shekels. Despite a slight decrease in net profit compared to last year, the bank saw a significant rise compared to the previous quarters. This reflects the bank's solid financial standing. That's your Israel 18 news update for the morning. We'll be back with more at 1 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.